Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia WHO telah menyatakan wabah coronavirus sebagai keadaan darurat global, sementara virus tersebut terus menyebar di dalam dan di luar China. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Hall. Organisasi Kesehatan Dunia telah menyatakan wabah baru coronavirus yang berasal dari China sebagai keadaan darurat kesehatan masyarakat yang menjadi perhatian internasional atau Public Health Emergency of International Concern, disingkat PHEIC. Ini adalah sebutan yang jarang digunakan yang dapat mengarah pada peningkatan koordinasi internasional dalam menangani virus tersebut. Virus corona sejauh ini telah menewaskan sedikitnya 170 orang di China dan menginfeksi lebih dari 8.000 orang di seluruh dunia. Direktur Jenderal WHO, Tedros Ghebreyesus, menjelaskan keputusan tersebut.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries. Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems and which are ill prepared to deal with it.
Ia mengatakan terkesan dengan cara pemerintah China menangani wabah ini.
We would have seen many more cases outside China by now and probably deaths if it were not for the government's efforts and the progress they have made to protect their own people and the people of the world. The speed with which China detected the outbreak, isolated the virus, sequenced the genome, and shared it with WHO and the world are very impressive and beyond words.
Perasaan serupa juga dikatakan oleh Kepala Program Keadaan Darurat Kesehatan WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, yang merupakan bagian dari tim yang melakukan perjalanan ke China dalam misi pencarian fakta.
During our trip to China, we were very impressed with the level of engagement of the Chinese government at all levels. Personally, I think myself and the Director General have never seen the scale, commitment of an epidemic response at this level, in terms of all of government involvement across all of the different arms of government, with the tremendous support being poured into Wuhan and Hubei from the central government.
Pekan lalu, Komite Darurat WHO memutuskan untuk tidak mengumumkan darurat kesehatan global, sementara mereka mencari lebih banyak informasi dari China dan menunggu bukti penyebaran virus dari orang ke orang yang dikonfirmasi di negara lain. Ghebreyesus mengatakan mereka sekarang mengetahui bahwa sebagian besar kasus di luar China meliputi orang-orang yang melakukan perjalanan ke Wuhan atau telah melakukan kontak dengan seseorang yang pernah melakukannya.
There are now 98 cases in 18 countries outside China, including 8 cases of human-to-human transmission in 4 countries, Germany, Japan, Vietnam, and the United States of America. So far, we have not seen any deaths outside China, for which we must all be grateful.
Terdapat 9 kasus virus ini dikonfirmasi di Australia, 4 di negara bagian New South Wales, 3 di Victoria, dan 2 di Queensland. Kepala Petugas Medis Australia, Brendan Murphy, menyambut baik deklarasi itu. Ia mengatakan kepada ABC, beberapa minggu dan berbulan-bulan ke depan akan menentukan apakah wabah itu dapat ditanggulangi di China.
It's contained very well in all the countries where it's been exported to, including Australia. I think one of the things we're noting at the moment, the World Health Organization noted overnight that it has a mortality of around 2% on current data compared to SARS, which had 10%. So there are a number of mild cases, and the mortality is mainly in elderly people who have other diseases. But it's still too early to make definite predictions about the severity of this condition.
Dr. Ghebreyesus mengatakan para profesional perawatan kesehatan dan pekerja garis depan memainkan peran penting dalam merawat orang sakit dan membantu menghentikan penyebaran lebih lanjut.
We don't know what sort of damage this virus could do if it were to spread in a country with a weaker health system. We must act now to help countries prepare for that possibility.
Deklarasi darurat global memicu rekomendasi untuk semua negara bagian tentang cara mencegah dan mengurangi penyebaran penyakit lintas batas, termasuk meningkatkan pemantauan, kesiapsiagaan, dan tindakan pencegahan dari Otoritas Kesehatan Nasional. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan Australia telah bertindak sebelum keputusan itu diambil.
All travels from Hubei province or people who have been in contact with a confirmed case are being advised to self-isolate for 14 days in their homes, and we're making available up to 1 million surgical masks to GPs and health workers via the PHNs in each state and territory. DFAT has raised the overall level of travel advice for China to level 3, reconsider your need to travel, and travel advice for Wuhan and Hubei province in China was raised to level 4, do not travel.
Meskipun beberapa maskapai internasional telah menangguhkan penerbangan ke dan dari China, WHO belum membuat rekomendasi perjalanan atau perdagangan.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.